When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey, what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have like a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that I can access?
That'll
literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. Very good. She's very good.
And friendship.
Aww.
New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. He, him. Also with me today is Tom Laird.
Yeah, that's me. He, him.
And Carla Maxted.
That's me. She, her.
And Amy Moore.
That's not me. Oh, no, wait, that is me. She, her.
You're here. Thank you for joining me today. This episode is a special one and a different one. We're doing a little Q&A episode and a what's going on at Dumb Dragons Productions Stronghold. I don't think stronghold's the right word.
Makes it sound like villainous.
Like we're under siege.
Yes.
Well, I mean, if you listen to some of the latest episodes.
I suppose so. Darkest Timeline and
that's
all.
That's right.
Yeah, fair enough.
Just like a little Dungeons check-in.
That's right. How's everybody doing? And it's amazingly brought to you by BetterHelp. They're supporting this entire episode. So thank you. Listen right to the end to hear a little more about BetterHelp and how they might be able to help you through the wild and wacky times we call life right now. So big things. We all have wild and wacky and crazy things going on in our life. Who likes this setup?
Somebody's got to get rid of wild and wacky.
Wild and wacky maybe is setting a different tone than I think you were hoping for.
Yeah.
There's just been a lot. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. And we wanted to do just a checkpoint just to say how things are going with Dungeons & Dragons and Facing Fate and just the productions overall. A spoiler alert. All things are going ahead as we all love and have come to be familiar with, right?
Also, spoiler alert, we're probably going to be giving spoilers from, so if you're not up to date,
yeah.
There's a chance.
Yeah, that is a good call, yep.
So FYI.
This is going to be one that you want to be caught up in or not care about spoilers.
When you are caught up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But absolutely, just download it and leave it and just sit on it for a minute. That's okay. So you may have noticed, maybe not, but maybe you have, that some of the episodes have been drifting a little later. Some of them, like the holiday episode for our Patreon feed, have been forgotten about until February. Some of them I'll say first, started a new job in October, and it's, as they say, very busy, plus the work I do with Fable and Folly, plus Dumb Dragons Productions, plus the sound design job I just picked up for a new podcast.
Plus being a husband and father.
Plus being a husband and father.
Plus being a husband and father and all of that.
Cooking food and...
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of
contributing to the household.
Yep. He does all those things.
Checking cars when cars are making funny noises.
Oh, well, that's a stressful situation.
It is. It is a stressful situation.
Yeah.
That's just my check-in to say there's a lot going on, and I just want everybody to know I'm doing my best to keep up. But if it's a little late, it will get there, and it will be good with sound and explosions and gross zombie noises, just like everybody wants. Right, Carla?
I mean, I can't. That's right. I can't speak to your roles as a husband and father, but you're crushing everything else. So
yeah, absolutely,
agreed.
Well, thanks, friends. Appreciate it. Okay, well, episode's over. Affirmation's done.
No. This is really just a pump up for Russ.
No.
Yeah, that's, I like it.
I mean, hey, I'm down with that.
I'm hoping it's a pump up for everybody, is what I'm hoping, because we all need that every now and again. I think that's my confessions of all the things that I keep saying yes to. Anybody else?
Yeah, I can go. Quit my job that I've been doing for... I mean, in the field I've been doing it in for over a decade.
Yeah.
Got two new jobs in very quick succession of one another. I've never worked in the field before, and it's all very new. And that, of course, is the full-time job that I have. So that has been an interesting adjustment. Working from home has been an interesting adjustment. Onboarding a new job from home has been super weird. And there's times where I feel like I'm not doing anything. And then there's other times where I feel like I have everything to do and I don't know where to start. So it's been an interesting experience so far. But I don't know, each week I feel like I get a little more under my belt and I get a little more on top of it. And that's very helpful because my job's going to get very busy starting next week when all the politicians go back into session. So that's going to be the first month. It's going to seem like it was a dream, I think. But we'll cross
you can
that bridge.
It.
We'll cross that bridge.
It was a good ramp in. Good ease into the situation.
Soft start. Yeah.
It actually is like kind of incredible since, I mean, having worked in radio where this never happens, that they seem to like anticipate it will be very busy, like when they're back in session.
Yeah.
So like, let's give the new people a month.
That
bodes well for being a good work environment, I think.
I mean, yeah, I think so. And like all the members of my team all seem like really supportive. It's just everybody's so busy because we're short staffed that sometimes I feel like maybe I take a bit of a backseat to everybody doing their work, and that's fine. But like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing half of the time. So I need a little bit of hand holding, and it feels bad to like take up people's time to ask for it. But I'm trying to do that because it's much better than sitting around for 2 hours going, I don't know what to do, and feeling useless. So,
and then somebody comes on and is like, well, you should have been doing this. And you're like,
what'd
great.
You do all day? And it's like, I don't know.
Caught up on the Gilmore Girls. Oh, boy.
I wish. I am catching up on Cobra Kai in my lunch breaks, though. So
that's fine.
There you go. Yeah.
But in better news, like I've moved in with my fiance, and that's awesome. And it's just fantastic to like be there every day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I would like to say that since you've made the move, although it seems that you're stressed in your job, but you know, for good reason, it's a new job.
Sure.
Totally understand the decades worth of acquired experience and change, but you seem happier now that you've moved down to your
100%.
To your new location.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I was happiest for the 3 weeks where I didn't have a job and I was just playing video games all day.
Right?
But like,
And
also it was Christmas. Some sort of house husband situation.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, I mean, being like a kept man is ideal.
I mean, it's the dream.
I was hoping to see how long you could just string that part-time library gig along and just see what happened.
But no, the government had to come and hire me, which I'm very thankful for. But it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot to get used to.
Well, you also are doing a good job, sir.
Good.
And any supports anybody needs, just let us know. I can't tell you what to do with the government. Actually, I could tell you what to do with the government.
It's not our government, honey.
Then we can test drive it over there and see if we can't inherit some change over here. Get Tom moved along the chain. Yeah. No.
Sure. Yep. But yeah, that's probably my check-in.
Carla, you...
Yeah.
Relocated.
Well, yeah, I've moved like 5 times in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Again.
So do not recommend, although this time we bought a house. So now
I mean, what a great reason to move.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now this is our plan to like be here in this house for several years or forever. I'm real fresh off moving again, so I still feel like forever is the best option.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that is awesome, but hard. And hard because we moved to a different area of the province, like right before the pandemic started. So like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then I couldn't leave my house and I didn't know anybody. So
yeah, right.
It's been a bit challenging. I mean, Zoom exists and I have friends and I talk to them all the time, but it's not the same.
Have
like
you
I was pretty spoiled
been
being
out
able to like
into the community and met someone who lives relatively nearby and then be like, when did you move here? You're new. Like, no, I've been here for 2 years.
I should do that. Yeah. I try and make friends with the seniors that are walking their dogs at the same time I'm walking
Solid
my dogs.
Solid choice.
It's that work
and
at home
kind
retirement
of
lifestyle.
Well, yeah.
The people you want to know. They've got baking ingredients if you need it. Mm-hmm. They likely have all the tools if you need to borrow one.
They probably have all the dirt on the people in the neighborhood.
Definitely do.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true. The other thing, I mean, is sort of just an age thing in that seniors like to chat with strangers, and so do I.
Sure.
So that's why I often end up chatting with strangers everywhere, at the grocery store, anywhere I go. Mostly I only go to the grocery store, yeah. Guys, but...
Yeah, it's like the one place I go to.
Yeah, it's the bank.
That and the subway,
the bank
that's like
occasionally.
3 blocks away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that's been tough. I've had some health stuff the last year, which is like better, but then maybe not better. TBD, test results coming. So all that's right. A bit stressful.
Yeah.
And yeah, some real tough mental health stuff the last like 3 months. Been rough, but you know, working on it. Counseling, doctor, et cetera, et cetera. Mostly fine now. Just good.
Like how everybody so far is like, yeah, we're doing okay, good. No, but it is.
Well, because just, in the scheme of the world,
there's a lot.
Totally.
Yeah.
And like in the scheme of the world, like I have a house and a husband that I love and a dog that I adore and treat like the little prince that he is. And food, and you know, like I'm so privileged in like basically every way that there is. So I don't want to be like, but also sometimes I'm sad.
Well, and
no, but your
that's
sadness
okay.
Doesn't get compared to anybody else's sadness, right?
Yep.
We can all have our own sadness.
Only in my mind.
Well, that's it too.
Right? Yeah.
Everybody is their own worst critic, and
yeah, for sure.
It's good to have talks like these sometimes, just to say, hey, this is going on.
So we can remind you that it's okay to have your sadness because your sadness doesn't negate other people's sadnesses.
Yeah, and obviously you guys have been a huge help anyway, just because Tuesdays we always record and I get to see my friends and we have a bunch of laughs and it's good times and it's like, it is the thing that I do every week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I don't have, like, everything's canceled, like, there's no, keep buying tickets to shows, guys. They just keep getting canceled. Trying so hard.
I just want to see a show.
Comedians, concerts, plays. Yeah, no.
I was eyeing up some concert tickets for like August, and mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to buy them just because I don't think it's going to happen. And I'll get so excited for it, and then it'll get canceled. And I'm like, no, I'll just.
I've had the opposite strategy. I just keep buying them like this one's going to happen. I still have tickets that have been postponed since 2020 that I'm like still going to see it. It's going to happen.
I love your
it's
optimism, happen. Carla.
It'll happen.
I mean, I do love that optimism. Yeah. I don't have that optimism currently.
Yeah. So one day, 1 month, guys, I'll be like, I have a concert every night this month.
It's going to be the best week ever.
I'm so
concerts.
Tired.
Hashtag pandemic concert week. Here we go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just buy a bunch of earplugs.
Yes. Totally.
So if you have concerts that close back to back, you're going to need them.
It'd be so bad.
Amy.
Oh, that just leaves me.
Well, it doesn't just leave you.
It
you're
leaves
next.
Me.
You're
I'm
next.
I'm next. Power of positive reframing. I started a new job in September.
Yeah.
So now it's not a new job. But it's a hard job because I'm like in charge of the learning of a bunch of children who don't necessarily want to do the learning.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. Whole pandemic not making it any easier.
No, it's really hard because I have kids that are out all the time with COVID, which like makes me freak out about it. And then also trying to get them caught up. And then their social issues.
Because they haven't seen any like people.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. And also just like preteen shit.
Yeah, fair.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
So it's really hard because I will have some days where I'm just like, I am just making a difference. And then just like most days lately, I'm just like, am I making a difference or am I just showing up? But I'm never just showing up because I work my ass off. But then I feel like I work my ass. But then I'm like, well, you're working a lot. There are other things. Like, this can't be it. Like, this can't be it forever. And then the other part of my brain goes, well, no, Amy, it's not going to be it forever. It's just that you're the beginning of your teaching career. And I'm like 10 years into my teaching career. And I'm like, and it's still considered the beginning of my teaching career. And I'm like, how long is this going to last? Mm-hmm. So, you know, every other month, I'm like, I wonder what other job I would do that I'm going to be home, not at 8 o'clock eating a taco bowl while doing a goog hang. And also writing out flashcards for words that my kids will practice for vocabulary.
But you can get them with the yellow marker every now and again.
That's right. I put at least two in there. Small, so it's going to be hard for them to see and passive aggressive. It's not a good thing. So I'm trying to find balance. Some months it's better than others. And then some are not as good, but I'm trying to do other things to remind myself that this is just a job, and maybe try as I might to try very, very hard. I probably don't have to try so very, very hard because the kids know that I love them, and that's the most important thing. And then I see test scores that, you know, some of my kids are struggling big time, and then it just sends me into a spiral. But I've my first roller skating class this weekend, which I'm pretty pumped about.
Yeah. That's fun.
Because I've always wanted to do roller derby, and I think the starting point of that is like figure out if I know how to roller skate or not.
That is a great starting point.
Great starting point. I can see you being a very good roller derby chick.
I think
you're so cute, but you got some anger.
I used to play rugby, so I mean, as long as I can stay up on the skates, which I can ice skate, so I'm figuring.
Yeah. Oh, then that's probably transferable, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So work.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait to find out what your roller derby name's gonna
be. I'm gonna need some.
Oh,
that'll
be
the next Q&A that we throw out there is gonna be.
But
all roller derby is canceled right now because we're kind of red.
Yeah.
And COVID sucks because, you know, also our girl caught it, and this has just been a really stressful week because, oh my God. Because she's been stressed out because, I mean, you know, a kid hears nothing but horrible things about this disease, this virus that's going around. And then she's got it. She, like, lost her freaking mind. And it just broke me inside.
Sure.
And I'm a little broken.
Yeah. Well, and on that note, like, I was talking to my boss at my day job. And he asked me, he's like, as a dad, like, how does COVID feel different than cold and the flu? And it's like, sorry, we probably should have put something off the top that real talk is happening in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, how is it different than a cold and a cold and flu? I say, well, cold and flu, the better majority, 99.9% of the population has been through or has had known someone who has been through cold and flu. So, you know, it's a 3 to 5 day arc. You know what you're going to get as it goes along.
Yep.
COVID is, it feels like it's so wildly different for everybody. And you don't know, like, when the symptoms end, like, you don't know what happens next, like, if it comes back or not.
You hear all about, like, long COVID and all of that, and it's just terrifying.
Well, and I think about her as a child and, like, is this going to give her asthma when she's older?
Sure.
Is she going to suffer exhaustion or, like, and there's just not enough information because it's all so new. But it's not going to stop me from absolutely worrying myself sick over probably for the rest of her life. So, rest of my life, I'm going to go first.
Yes, the rest of your life.
Yeah. Framing on that one's important.
That, yeah.
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 The rest of forever.
So, not real talk still going on, but things that through all of this, and Carla mentioned it specifically, but like the Tuesday records that we have and the Tuesday hangouts are the shining light of many weeks, seeing you fun, fine folks. I love you guys, and thank you all for being here doing this. There's a business aspect that's developed for some stinking reason to it.
This idea was that.
But at the core of it, like we've always said that we don't want to do something if it's not fun. And I feel like we've held pretty hard to that in all the decisions that we make collectively, and even the ones that I make as the business owner. Like, I don't feel like we let ourselves do anything because we don't want to do it.
And I have to admit, like, 100% of the time, I want to cancel any plans I have, regardless of what they are.
Oh, that's fair.
100%.
So we're going on, like, what, like, year nine? Like, how long have we
been recording
doing this?
In, yeah.
2017?
We started recording in late 2016, released in 2017, but we're playing consistently every couple weeks around the table for, I want to say, almost 2 years before that, right? Or at least a year and a half. So what's that? Six numbers. Seven
Just
years?
So many
six
years,
or seven
guys.
Years that we've been playing this game?
And every single time I want to cancel... And by cancel, I just mean I'm like, nah, and you guys can do it. but I get here, and within 5 minutes, I'm... in so much of a better mood. Because had I canceled, I would have just been like sitting and sulking. But instead, sure. I'm sitting and sulking only a little bit. and then I'm having a great time with my friends. So, which is wild my brain like won't remember how much I love it until I'm in it.
They try to trick you.
Yeah, don't trust the brain, y'all. It's not, it's
you're
not on your
brain,
side.
Why is your brain always trying to, why am I saying you? Why is my brain always trying to play tricks on me?
Yeah.
Like, you know that thing you love? You probably don't even really want to do it.
Yeah, you don't.
And then I have to force myself to do it. And then I'm like, hey, brain, wait a minute. I actually love doing that thing.
Ha-ha, brain.
Yeah. Like every day of my life.
Yeah.
Exhausting. Exhausting, dumb brain.
So before, unless there's anything else anybody wants to add to that thought flow, before we get to the questions,
just that I agree with everything that everyone has said so
and
far.
Now you guys are my best friends, and I don't think you were, no offense, we weren't best friends when you guys left for Korea.
I wouldn't
like
that.
We were friends and I loved you,
yep,
but now like you three are part of my core people, and it's awesome because I get to see three of my core people
every week
like
it's great.
For hours,
it's amazing.
Just 30 minute coffee. We're talking like 3 hours.
Where sometimes we die and also
we go
we
through
fight
stuff.
And we fall in love. It's crazy.
There's such arcs that go on in these times that we get together. But the three of you, Amy, obviously I see every day, but the two of you I see more, see and talk to more than some family. Right? Like,
100%.
Well, yeah, guaranteed. Like, it's just because we've made it a priority and because I've scheduled us.
You guys are family.
Because I've scheduled us into the next 17 years.
But thank God. Because, like Amy said, otherwise we'd be like, no, I actually can't.
That's it, right? Yeah. Like, I hear of shows that are like, well, we figure out the next record at the recording. It's like, well, our lives are so busy that just wouldn't work for us.
It just wouldn't work for me. Like, I always have plans to, like, make fun dinners and do this. Yeah. And then lately, like, I get done with my day at work and I'm like, let's just order pizza. Yeah. I can't
There's tons. I've been there. Always. Yep.
For sure.
Yeah. But yeah, so, I mean, there have been so many times that I know I have asked outwardly and trying to beat around the bush just to make sure that everybody was in it. But everybody at every checkpoint has always been in it. And I love that. And I'm glad that we are doing this.
I mean, I'm still surprised anybody listens.
Oh, I know. It's just wild.
It still blows
it's
my mind.
It's so nuts. And that the people are so rad because we've gotten to know so many folks like through all the stuff and just Discord and stuff. And it's like, how did all these nice, good, supportive, funny, cool people even find us dipshits on the internet. Like, it's
the internet is so big, guys. Do you know how big the internet is?
It's so big. And so a lot of it is really bad, you guys.
Yeah, it's a scary,
scary place. What I hope is that we put what we're talking about here is what we put out every week, is our love and care for each other and our attention to each other in the episodes reflects. There are times when Russ is a big dumb dumb and a robot beep boop and you know,
people
everybody
love it when I rag on you like that.
And there's times when we're just, you know, we rib each other, but at the core of it is love for each other. And I hope that reflects, and the people who find us see that and see them in, can put themselves as the fifth player at the table when they're listening to us and interject themselves into the game. And I feel like the people we see most often in the Discord and on social, absolutely, 100%. They are, if they were at the table, and we've played with some of them through Patreon, like they are the people.
Totally.
So if you're one of those people listening,
you know,
and it hasn't gotten too real for you so far, we appreciate you and love that you're here too. What's something that you're looking forward to? Before we get to the listener questions, what's something that we're looking forward to individually in the next week, in the next month, in the next year? Something that you've got your eyes set on?
Well, tomorrow I get my booster shot, so I'm pretty stoked about that.
That's great.
Feels good. Yep.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, that week of concerts that's we're all just going to power into existence, I'm going to love. It's my birthday in a couple weeks.
Yeah, it is.
And my wonderful friend Jillian is coming to spend the weekend. What? I'm really excited.
Oh, good.
These guys all know her too. She's our mystery fifth player that was there for half of one.
And then was afraid to tell Russ that she did not enjoy it.
Tell her there's an opening. She could come back.
she's coming for a couple nights, and I'm just like,
that's
so
awesome.
Stoked because she rules, and I haven't seen her in ages. So yeah, that's going to be amazing.
That's awesome.
That's great.
I will be done Accutane in May, come hell or fucking high water.
Nice.
And
awesome.
As soon as medically possible, we'll be finishing my back tattoo. Turning, I think, I've been visualizing it for like a year now, turning it into a sleeve and getting a big thigh piece done.
Cool.
Probably not all at the same time. It's very ambitious and expensive. But that is what I want. And roller skating.
Fun.
Very cool.
I signed up for in-person improv classes that start at the end of the month again.
Oh, fun.
So I was looking at the further online courses and it's like, God, none of these work. And I saw an in-person one. I was like, fuck it. Booked it. Amy came home. I was like, I booked improv in person. I'm doing it. She's like, when? I don't know, a month and a half from now, but it doesn't matter.
It's on, Tuesday night.
It's Sunday afternoon, Sunday middays. It's okay.
Awesome.
It's like 11 to 1:30. So yeah, it's perfect timing. Looking forward to getting back into that and doing, hopefully nothing changes or gets canceled. Fingers crossed, knock on wood. Looking forward to getting back into that and doing some stage stuff again. That'd be really cool.
Oh, I have one other that I'm really excited about.
Say.
The potential of going on a fun trip with all y'all.
I was waiting.
Trip together.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think my brain just almost won't let me think about it because it's too good. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's tropical location with my best buddies. I don't know.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's pretty great.
Okay.
We're looking at a Dungeons getaway for the crew in November. And then next year, we booked a cabin, a picturesque fairy tale cabin in the woods.
Rumpelstiltskin Tower.
In the middle of the mountains for next summer.
In 18 months.
Well, it was all blocked off for this happening. Month or for this year.
I know. Yep. No, it's
the countdown
it's
is
fun.
On.
Yep. The only week they had available was the week Carla booked off for vacation two years ago. So
got to get it in early.
Who would have thunk it?
Yeah. Really looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun when we do that. This brings us to about the halfway point. Again, want to say that this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp is an online
counseling service. They have online counselors that they'll match you up with. It makes it really flexible and easy to talk to somebody. There's no waiting rooms. There's no awkward phone calls that, if you're like me, absolutely hate making. If they're like, can I put you on hold for a second? I will immediately hang up and then not book an appointment. So this is BetterHelp is really great for connecting you with someone and helping you follow through with that big step, because sometimes just choosing that first appointment and going through with it is the hardest part.
For sure. Yeah, it's super easy because you don't even have to leave the house. You can do it like video or just on the phone if you would prefer. You can send them questions all the time that you can then like discuss in your appointments, but it's not like... with a traditional counselor, you can't really be like, hey, this thing just happened, blah, blah, blah.
We'll say it again at the end, but if you go to betterhelp.com/dungeons, you can get 10% off your first month of their services. We'd love for you to start living a happier life today. Again, that's betterhelp.com/dungeons. And now the spoiler part.
A little bit lighter, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll
second
see.
Part of the episode here.
And we say spoilers. We don't know.
What's going to come out of our mouths?
What's going to come out of our mouths? That's why we say
that is
potential
so
spoilers. Because
no clue. Who knows what
not only could there be questions about things that we don't know about, but we've recorded so far ahead of where we've released. So if there's anything major that shouldn't be said, I'll edit it out. But
you'll just hear a big
thank you, Russ.
Beep.
Yeah.
That's right. So it's going to start now. Here we go. Yes. 30 minutes. Away we go. So let's jump into some of these questions.
Yeah.
First one we got from our good dear patron, Jess, in our monthly hangout. We have a Tuesday hangout with all of our patrons every single month on the first Tuesday of the month. Join us at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast if you want to come join that. It's really cool. But we didn't answer Jess's question in that because we thought it was too good and wanted to save it for this episode. So we dismissed her.
Sorry, Jess.
But yeah, we're
dismissed.
Bringing it back and starting the questions with your question, which is, I need predictions on where you... Is this actually a good question to start with? Jess, I might dismiss you again until the end.
Double dismissal. Oh. Now you have to hire her.
Now I have to hire her. That's right.
Hashtag hire Jess.
You know what? I think it's fine.
Yeah, let's start with it. I feel like a lot of the questions are like sort of in a
similar vein. Okay. I need this from Jess. I need predictions on where you think your character will be by the end of the arc. I noticed how you put character, Jess, but we each play 18 characters. character B by the end of this arc. Any death predictions? Quote or in brackets, it's always possible. That's from Jess in the hangout. Anybody got any ideas? So let's go. There's two separate main groups, right? There's Moot, Glim, and Sully. There's Thea and the rest
Yenbul
of them.
Yenbul, Tulgir, and Flint. Also Flint.
Where have we released up to? Because this really
so
is
so by the
like...
time this comes out.
Oh, yeah. That was automatically. Yes. I was just a spoiler.
I didn't hear what you said.
No, you kind of got drowned out.
Okay,
so 111, 112. So 112 will come out. So Varnox. Well, Varnox will have that Thea Varnox interaction will have taken place, and then the episode where Flint wakes up will have taken place, but not the episode.
But Yenbul's traveled.
Yenbul has traveled back. Yes. Yeah. That's already.
And Flint
happened.
Has woken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awoken.
And Flint has sat up. But this is for like the end of the arc. Like, what are you not knowing where the end of the arc is going? Where do you see, but knowing kind of the trajectory where they're going down, where do you see, we'll start with maybe Moot, Glim, and Sully because they're the most streamlined character set right now to deal with.
Right.
Uh-huh. So where do you see them either individually or together in terms of the results and the forward path of their character arcs?
Well, Sully is never going to die.
Right, that's what I was going to say.
So,
well, Russ, no, okay. We have a destiny to save the world.
I just said
so
the death
sure
predictions.
We're all
going to be fine.
No, but like, so what I'm saying is when it is Sully's time to go, he's not going to die like in a traditional way.
No, he'll go to the West and he'll live with the elves.
That's right. Well, because of the mushrooms that he had consumed so long ago, he actually has like these weird spore things inside of him. And
he's part of the mycelial network.
Yes, he is. And so when he dies, his body is going to be quickly absorbed into the ground. But then a lily is going to pop up somewhere. I don't know, probably in Celestia. And inside of this giant lily, the petals will peel back and there will be a curled up naked Sully ready to begin again.
Like straight out of one of those, what is it, Anne Geddes photos?
Yes, yes,
love that. okay, good. This is good. We're writing it for Russ as we go. Glimmer moot.
I don't know if I have a good answer. Like, I feel like anything could happen. Big noble sacrifice? Sure. Just like living her days as Bahamut's secretary, sure. Like,
does she take over for Bahamut?
Like, I feel like anything could happen. I hope it's not sad.
Does she wear a t-shirt that says Bahamut's number one bitch? Because I feel like that could be bedazzled for her.
Oh, for sure.
Baddest Bahamut
bitch. That's right.
Well, as far as Moot goes, I mean, ultimately, I'd love to see him, like, retire and run a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know if that's in the cards for him, though. So we're just going to have to wait and see on that one.
Yeah, that would be nice.
But speaking of noble sacrifices, I think Flint is going down that road.
Yeah, I mean, we've always kind of talked about Flint being, I forgot a question, I just dropped it back in the chat. We've always kind of talked about, that's how, you know, the conversations that I've had with you about Flint is that it's like, well, he could just grow old in the mountains and become a dwarf.
I mean, I think he's already a dwarf. Very much not his style.
And become a dwarf. Well, no, he's actually more dragonborn at this point.
Yeah,
with some... With some things that have happened, I don't see him being long for the world.
Mm. Okay, well, we've segued into the other arc.
Yeah, we have, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Thea. Guys, I don't even know. I have...
Thea's, so far, the through line from episode one, right? Because Flint's kind of bumped in and out. Like, he's still there, obviously, but Thea's the driving factor right now from that original story.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry, I don't know if I told you that that was going to happen, but...
I don't think we really knew, did we?
Nope, didn't know.
Didn't know. I have no idea. I feel like she's gotten so much stronger as a character that, like, she can't just go back to Silvery Moon and... You know, if they save the world, just, you know, live her. If her parents are alive, you know, like there's a lot of ifs. Like, is she going to
there's a lot
go
of
and
ifs.
Rebuild her, you know, hoity toity
weed dealing exercise?
Well, no, because she's given that up. I don't even know where she'd get weed in this world now. Nothing grows.
Nothing grows.
I know, but then like cold turkey. We're back. And then, I mean, the time travel thing obviously makes it a lot more complicated because right? if she's in current timeline, she couldn't even, like, Silvery Moon doesn't even exist. Like, all of that is gone. Yeah. Everything is gone.
So
but go back in time and then.
Giant question mark for Thea. She's going to find her in the past self and become besties.
Carla, pick a character, any character.
I think. Lip Syncy? Oh, boy.
I was hoping you'd pick Lip Syncy.
I mean, it's funny. She's so the opposite of Glim. So it's still anything could happen, but is it that she, like, tries to take over the Abyss or tries to help the good guys or just takes off and does her own thing? Like, all of that seems totally within the realm of who she is.
This is how you all know that we... do entirely improv this. Like, we could just, there's like seven different avenues to take. And until Russ says that one thing, there isn't like the piece doesn't click in place until he says that. And then we're like, I know what I have to do.
Yeah.
And even sometimes it doesn't click in place when it initially happens, but then a few other things happen. I'm like, oh yeah. Okay.
Or one of you makes another decision that makes me go like, oh, well, due to that, my character would do this.
Exactly. Like, I think, Yeah, I mean, with some of the characters, like, I just feel like I know them so well that I, like, have to do the true thing that they would do.
Yep.
As a real person, I guess.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And as a real person and as them as real people, you want
like,
them
as
to
who
live,
they
right?
are what makes sense.
They want to live. So we take the actions that they would likely take in order to keep themselves alive, but also do the right thing. I don't know.
I would really like Yenbul to just like, I mean, she really got roped into something here.
Yeah.
and did her best.
Yep.
I would like her to be with her people because these weren't really, I mean, they were and she loves them, but she kind of just got dropped into something. Just me going back, I think, right?
Yeah, Yenbul's first one to go back, right? Which is known.
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking long and hard on what can happen with Yenbul. Because as we've played it out, like it's a very, we don't know exactly what time Yenbul has gone back, but there's a very specific set of things that will begin to happen that we will start to kind of see click into place. And I'm just playing with all the things that could happen and time stream fuckery.
Oh my God.
I mean, that's totally it is like, I don't think we know yet, or maybe Russ, you do, but like, if we go back in the past and we change things in the past, is it separate streams? Like, does the darkest timeline keep going in horror, but everything like then other streams shoot off, or do things change in the present because we've changed them in the past? And like,
we're gonna call this
very
the Loki problem because that fucking show is what gave us the branches.
Well,
fuck those branches.
I mean, it was the branches, but I mean, we were time streaming before Loki came along.
I know,
yeah.
I was like,
no,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I mean,
we were,
like,
so
the
wait,
idea.
You're saying Loki stole our idea?
No,
right?
Marvel. Yes. Yeah, at me. Okay.
We're suing you this time.
All right, Kevin Feige.
Okay, well, let's get on to the next question. Kevin Feige, you can give me a call.
Yep, anytime.
This one from LA in the Discord. Do you have plans for how you're going to work through the multiple storylines from basically this point on? So we've merged the storylines. Will it be linear or a weekly switch off like we had been doing, or same day cut back and forth?
Ooh, I'd say same day cut back and forth is just going to be real hard from like an editing and story position. So I'm going to rule that one out.
Yeah, well, good luck ruling it out. So how we're doing it right now is we've in terms of how we've been playing and will continue to play so far is that we've which isn't released is we've split them again. So we're probably going to do a couple solid sessions getting one side going, a couple solid sessions getting the other side going. And I would like to play with a session of the cut back and forth and just see if it's possible or if it seems like one's being watered down because the other is more interesting at the time or the other way around.
That is always a risk you run too, is that more action is happening or you spend longer on one because that you're trying to push it forward and the other one is just kind of like, we're here too.
Which I don't want to happen, but I would like to play with both. So the answer to that question is
yes.
We don't know.
Yeah, TBD.
But we are playing with both options and we'll find the one that works best for how we're planning to tell the story. We'll just go down with LA's questions for now here. Since you're nearing the end of the campaign, presumably you have decided if you're going to continue with 5e or will you try other systems? We have talked about it. We will probably stay in 5e as the game mechanic. Don't know about
it. Took us so long
story.
To learn it.
Yeah.
And now we're like fair with it.
We're almost there.
Yeah.
I think another 7 years.
Now we're like a solid 51%.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, a pass is a pass.
We do play in other systems and we do that a little bit over in Facing Fate. Less, we're doing more improv stuff over on Facing Fate now, but we do dabble in that with Cthulhu and that sort of thing. So if we do play in another system, it will likely live over on the Facing Fate feed. Mm-hmm.
It'll be
like a little one shot or something. But yeah, for the main arc, likely we'll live in 5e. could change tomorrow, but who knows? For now, that's where we're sitting. Final question from LA. Has anyone thought about what character they'd like to play in the next campaign?
Too many characters in my head already.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, not at all.
Thought about
not
it.
Even a little bit.
As we may have alluded to, is we don't exactly have a clear idea of what the next campaign will be.
And also, you said nearing the end of the campaign, y'all.
Yeah. I mean, in theory, yes, but like... nearing in like the grand scheme of things.
We are in what is the final arc, right? Like we
and how long that lasts.
Game. We don't know.
But like
knows?
That end game might take a while
yet. That could be like ending in 2023.
It could be a while. It could be quick, right? Like who knows? Like
oh, the way we bullshit
wait,
around.
So is Agath going to go punch Orcus in the face
and that's
going to like win us the day?
Maybe. Who knows?
Like he'll that'd just leave out of embarrassment? Yep.
That's right. Oh, sorry.
I didn't like that.
Didn't realize it was hurting so many people. Bye-bye. Don't know yet. But when we know, you'll know. Next question from La Brea Carpet in Discord.
Makes me laugh every time. Such a good name.
Was there ever a plot hook you tried to throw at the group they ignored?
Please tell me.
So many.
Oh, I mean, for sure, because we were supposed to be going on that mission.
The Pirate Isles!
And then we were just like,
and we're like, this is probably a Zedmar thing.
Yeah.
It would have woven so delicately and intricately into the fabric of the thing, but no, that's why we're in the Darkest Timeline now over on that feed is because we didn't do the Pirate Isles.
That's right.
That one we like knew when it was happening.
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of, because we were like, oh, but this is just so much more fun. We want to go in this
direction.
Well,
you know
what?
Sometimes it's really nice to just like flex your agency as a character a little bit to just be like, listen, I know you're trying to get me to this island, but I'm going to go shopping.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm going to go
in the pirate aisle.
Family diplomacy here.
That's right.
Yeah.
But have there been any rests that like we just like,
didn't even right over the head.
Oh, I'm
just
sure
like,
there's been a bunch.
Oh, me too. That's why I want to know.
So season 2, I can't remember which episode it was. I think it was in one of the earlier, or it was probably in one of the, I can't remember where it was. There was an allusion, I alluded to the fact that there was, which is probably good, that we didn't do this one. I alluded to the fact that there was some unknown infection or disease happening somewhere in the world, which would have been, that's what I was toying with, was this Orcus undead world or this infection thing that was taking over everywhere and causing badness. And the Latch was obviously more in the undead zombie thing, which... clearly much more
thank
interesting
goodness.
But
sure.
Right
and yeah
it was like soon after that COVID became a thing and I remember looking at my notes being like holy fuck we would have had to like completely just hardcore pull the ripcord and do something entirely different had we gone down that route.
I remember you talking to me about it and I was like yeah it's probably a good idea we didn't do that.
So
listenership tanked. We're not sure.
Yeah.
Turns out people want to get away from that when they consume media.
Which, weird. I mean, in the same respect, like the Orcus Undead has veins of that.
Well, it is a pandemic of the undead.
It is
okay,
a pandemic in its own right, but it's not outwardly a disease.
Like, what that's was the hook?
I can't remember exactly what the hook was, but it was like a mention from Leosin or some equivalent character saying...
We're
in
just
this,
like, that's too bad.
In this realm, there's, you know, people are getting sick and things are happening and it's really strange and weird. It's probably exactly how I said it.
And I was probably like, people get sick and die all the time, Leosin, okay?
Yeah, sorry.
What about Flint?
Exactly. Flint was fine by that point.
That's where my head was.
That's what I think was that we did, that we, I floated, but was thankful later that was missed.
Yeah, dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
Tom, have you thrown any to us where we're just like, da, 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 da?
I mean, probably none that really come to mind, because usually I'll just railroad you guys into doing what I want anyway.
Yeah. fair enough.
It's the joy of like a minor arc kind of story where
sometimes
you
need a strong arm, strong armor us into it.
Yeah, like I have one thing planned and like you guys are going to do it one way or the other.
Every corner you turn, there's a new sign there. Yeah.
The stakes feel lower over there because we're not in the darkest timeline. So we are definitely more like, what's that? And just wander off wherever we're going.
Yeah, the last session we played where I think, Carla, you mentioned a Spirit Halloween moving into this abandoned wreck. And I was like, yep, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
it's funny. That was a good one. You guys are going to like that one.
That was a good episode. Lots of me and Carla in there.
but overall plot hooks, like I don't plan the story so hardcore to say that it will, if they don't get this piece of information or this thing, it's going to be completely gone. If they miss something or don't pay attention to something, like I either read that as, well, that wasn't interesting to them, or it's something that I can just hide under the ball and there, put the ball under the cup and just move to somewhere else and be like, oh, they found it over here now.
Yeah.
Didn't we hear that before? Nah, it's new. Nope. New information.
Totally new thing.
Yep. And yeah, that's the way I like to, I mean, the last session we recorded, I think Amy called out that I had 7 bullet notes, that we had to get through.
Yeah. My God. There was five of us around the table, like a looming, like new thing.
5 of us around the table, 3 of us playing like 2 to 3 characters each.
Yeah. And there's and 7 Russ has bullet 6 points? Things written down.
We got there.
I feel
and
like
it
the episodes
great.
Went long, to be honest. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they did.
Well, and that's the thing too, is that I know and trust all of you to that none of you, like me playing a game, are going to tank the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not trying to do that.
It's not fun for anyone when that happens.
No. Yeah. So you're all going to...
Russ?
Sorry, Tom.
Getting called out. And see, and that's when you get a side quest that...
Oh, fuck.
That goes so.
So, it was so good, though. Look, I play in Tom's game because I love playing in Tom's game, but how I play in Tom's game is just to get the sillies out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's great.
And I'm pretty sure Tom knows that.
Very aware of it, and that's partly why I plan one thing and try to like shoehorn you guys into it, because inevitably the one thing, like the border on one side becomes like oblong and then the other side shrinks and then, but we still get to where we're going.
Yep. Yeah. No, I appreciate it. But for anybody who maybe doesn't know or skip some of our Patreon stuff, which is totally fine, Tom runs a game for us over on Patreon. It's called The Adventures Of. We're deep into a season 4 over there.
I mean, are we even in season 4 still? I have no idea. Anymore.
Well, you haven't told me what the arc is of season 4, so we're in it until something wraps up.
Because quite frankly, it's been a lot of like... Yeah, okay, we'll just try this.
Look, season 4 will just be called the Meandering Arc until we find what we're doing next.
The Meandering of Song Kitty Ilya
Meandering. The Meandering.
Meandering.
That's right. Okay, next question. Cat Waterflame, if you could play with anyone famous, non-famous, living or dead, who would be on your wish list?
Natalie Portman. Mm. I think she'd be a fucking amazing person to play with. Yeah. I think she'd throw out stuff you wouldn't expect. Also, I'm in love with her.
Fair enough.
Fair. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Andy Samberg, Snoop Dogg, and Anthony Hopkins.
Wow.
Okay. So
at the same time.
At the same time.
Crazy roundtable.
I love it.
I feel like that would just be something that is just hard to contain.
Mm.
And just a delight.
The mixture of silly and intensity that you have within that table group. Yeah. I'd listen to that.
Yeah.
My brain is totally broken right now, so I cannot think of his name, but he's a super fantastic improviser, but also very, very funny in comedy shows. And he has crazy hair and he's on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And his name
Pickle. No.
No.
Pimento, come on.
Pimento. I almost got out there.
Why can't I think of its name?
Listen, I got
so
pickle,
mad.
Which is like...
Look, when you type in pimento into Google, it doesn't come up with that character.
Isn't it Joe
Jason
Pimento?
Jason Mantzoukas.
Yeah,
Jason Mantzoukas.
Oh,
thank
yeah,
you.
Half
oh
Mantzoukas. Oh, we even did an episode.
I could not think of his name. Thank you. Wow.
Yeah, he's delightful.
But that would be like just chaos, and it would be very fun.
That's a really good one. I would love to play with like a classics author, like an Oscar Wilde or someone like that, to just as like, he's legitimately fucking hilarious.
Yep.
And I think the table game would just be so fun.
Yeah. Having that world building aspect to it too. Then, yeah.
Nice. Love it. Now let's put them all in one room.
That's right.
Love it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
To the death in the game, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Carrying on. Cat in the Discord. Is this season and the multiple converging timelines all from your brain, or are you using your twisted DM brain to tweak a story from a book, movie, or module? Loving it.
Thanks, Cat Cat.
Thank you, Cat Cat. As I think we've alluded to, season two, I think we've said, season two is not a module. There are tiny arcs that are one-pagers, like the windmill arc. There's a witch one where they have to go help somebody. That might even have been one of the live show improv ones. But no, everything is us. And the decisions that we make and the path that I set up and then how they follow it is how we're doing it. So yeah, season one was all module. Season two is all up here, baby. I don't think you could put what we've done into a module.
How thick would that book be?
It would be giant.
Yeah. If somebody wants to write it down, just let me know. I'll tell you which turns to take. But yeah, thank you, Cat Cat. Really appreciate that.
Good question.
Ending with a question from Jess. See, we've bookended here, Jess, just to make sure that you are not dismissed. Jess's question. I need wedding details. You know the ones I'm asking about. Dish on the big day. Also, has Glim asked Bahamut to be her Valentine yet?
I'll go first. No, because it's not like that. It's like pure adoration, not that's like that would imply she felt they were on a level together or that she could have like a relationship with him that wasn't God and worshiper. But it's totally God and worshiper.
As for wedding details, I mean, I think that will be an eventual episode, probably. If I have my way, huh, Tom?
I mean, it could very well be.
This is what we're meandering to.
Yeah, we're just meandering.
It's a slow
meander
down
meander.
The path of life and
you do.
Love.
You need to meander in order to, like, you know, life's got to calm down. Like, you can't just, like, forge love in a fire.
It
and
always
then
happens
it,
when you're not expecting it.
And then expect it to, like, maintain. No. It's in the small moments. It's in the shopping in the Spirit of Halloween store.
That's right.
That's where love blooms.
That's where love really blossoms.
Totally. Clarification, we're talking about Elia Nighthunter, Carla and Amy's characters from the Patreon game that I merged hardcore into the main feed.
Drag right in there.
Yeah.
You sure did. And you should have seen my face when I figured it out as I was talking. But I mean, it wasn't a surprise because I started taking elements from our game and mixing it into the side scrollers. So
yeah, and
it
said, makes you want to play that game, Tom?
Yeah,
look
right?
What I did.
It's
a two-way street. Yeah, totally good.
Yep.
It
they
was
both
so
exist
funny,
in
though,
a
being
similar
like,
world.
What is,
yep.
Why does Brightcliff sound so familiar?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We made it to his hometown somewhere Tom will never let him go.
Yep.
Because who knows what we'll find. That's okay.
So yeah, I think wedding details will definitely.
TBD.
Yeah. But like, they're coming. I just need to think of it.
Yeah. It'll be in like 3 years, let's be honest.
Yeah. We have a lot of meandering to do. Well,
they're taking it slow.
Yeah, that relationship is just in its early budding phase over on Patreon.
Because I mean, like, right. What? It's fast forward 10 years in the future.
Yeah,
by the time they're married, so it's like they have to fall in love. They have to get engaged. Then they have to get married. I don't know how long they've been married for by the time that rolls around. So like,
exactly,
there's a lot to figure out. But great question, because I think about it a lot, actually. I'm just like, I wonder. Like,
start writing it down. Send it to Tom.
Sure.
Can be stuff he plans at the spirit of Halloween.
That's definitely, because I mean, that's, I think, kind of where catered, there was a bit of a spark. Yeah. So it's like, it's going to be, they're going to do the decorations.
Decorated Maybe by, Doug will officiate.
There we go. Yeah. Decorated by the spirit of Halloween. Catered by the cake baking
contest.
Yep, yep. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Officiated by Doug.
Oh my God! If we didn't let Opal officiate,
I was just gonna say,
yeah, sweet jams. He's got the sweet jams.
I got the sweet jams. Yeah, I'm also usher, so I welcome everybody in.
And you're probably the ring bear.
And probably the ring bear.
Yep.
I'm dressed up as a bear.
Yep.
Carrying the rings down.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And the flower girl.
And the flower girl. Yeah.
I could see you like zip 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 zip, like doing it all.
The prehensile tail, right? So I can hold the basket. One hand has the rings. One hand is dropping the...
Perfect. Oh,
yeah. See, we're planning it right now, guys.
Yeah, see? It's all coming together. Thank you all for a lovely chat. Thank you for your questions. If you ever have questions for us, join us on the Discord. Links down in the description. This episode was sponsored by our good friends over at BetterHelp. BetterHelp is a place where you can get better help. BetterHelp is able to assess your needs and match you with a licensed professional therapist. If you've got something going on in your life, we laid it all out for you, what we're going through, and talking to someone definitely helps us. They will start communicating with you in under 48 hours when you go sign up for BetterHelp at betterhelp.com/dungeons. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. You can find out more, see testimonials posted daily on their site at betterhelp.com/dungeons, where when you go there as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month and join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp.com/dungeons. Thanks, everybody. You have a great week. I'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Love everyone.
You, bye. Love you, bye.
Bye.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum Dums & Dice would like to welcome you to the grim darkness of the 41st millennium in the Valentine Heresy, an actual play podcast set in the Genesis adaptation of Warhammer 40,000's Dark Heresy RPG. Newly promoted Inquisitor Lucius Valentine has received visions of the death of the immortal God Emperor. With few options before him, he teams up with hive-bred criminal siblings Lyric and Alto. Together, they must defeat a cabal of shadowy foes to save the Emperor and the Imperium. Can this trio of unlikely heroes survive in a galaxy where there is only war?
The Emperor is going to die in a year. My job is to make sure the Emperor doesn't die. Because if the Emperor dies, the Astronomicon goes out. And the only thing keeping the Imperium alive is the fact that we have a very large navy and a very large army and space marines, and they shoot everyone. It's delightful. Praise the Emperor. Thanks for that. But if the Astronomicon goes out, we have no navy, we have no ability to defend ourselves, and the Xenos and Chaos will overrun us instantly, because there will be no defense.
So every planet will turn out like Galen's Glory?
And that would be the best case scenario. Which is why we need to keep the Emperor on his throne.
I spit in my palm and put my hand out for a handshake.
Am I supposed to do something in return? Is this... I'm sorry, I just don't know what this is.
Alto's like, yeah, like this. He spits in his hand and puts it out towards you as well.
Then I spit in both palms and shake their hands separately.
We have an inquisitorial band.
Warhammer 40,000: The Valentine Heresy. Available now.